A friend of Farm Bureau, welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
There's a push from people all across the country. Make tax policy permanent. Make tax cuts permanent and make spending in Washington temporary.
Congressman Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee's 7th Congressional District recently was honored by the Tennessee and American Farm Bureaus with the Friend of Farm Bureau Award for her voting record on Farm Bureau priority issues during the 112th Congress.
I'm thrilled. You know, so many of the votes have had to do with the cost of energy and with reining in federal agencies, government overreach, unpredictability, uncertainty through the regulatory process, uncertainty of tax policy and the death tax. And those are issues that so many of our Farm Bureau members want to see solved and resolved and addressed.
Congressman Blackburn received her Friend of Farm Bureau Award at the Giles County Farm Bureau office, which is now a part of the 7th Congressional District after redistricting was approved earlier this year. She was first elected to Congress back in 2002 and is up for re-election next month against three independents and the Democrat nominee. And as far as how she's enjoying her job in Congress?
I love it. I absolutely love solving problems. You know, meeting people, solving problems, I love every minute of it.
Representative Blackburn says she feels the ag industry is one of our most important sectors of our economy and is hopeful a new farm bill will be approved just after the elections.
And I think the thing we have to remember is that agricultural products are one of the top five exports from the country. And whether you're talking about food for consumption or fiber, you're talking about something that is significant to the nation's pocketbook.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.